I welcome all of you to the prayer meeting today in memory of my beloved husband, Gogi. Because of these unusual circumstances, we have to do all this on Zoom and not meet personally. I was married to Gogi for 50 years. He left me the day after our 50th anniversary because he had promised to be with me for 50 years and he kept his promise. He was a loving, doting, caring, and a wonderful husband. He was so understanding and gentle and hated to see a tear in my eye. My children and I are all very grateful to all of you who have reached out to us in these difficult times and have been a very big support and helped us in every way possible.
We have been family, all of us together.
I don't know if most of you know, but I lost my biological father 16 years ago.
I lost my father in 2005.
Gogi ji was always a father to me. He always treated me as one of his three kids.
To tell you the truth, he was one of the coolest dads to hang out with. And he made such an impression to young people who just got to know him.
I miss you so much, Papa.
There were many a moment when in my life I needed a rock. Gogi ji was always there.
I always remember Dad having the best sense of humor, but at the same time, you know, being strict when it was warranted and pushing me all along to do the right thing. He was instrumental behind my moving to the US through my master's, knowing very well that I would probably not come back to India, and he was absolutely okay with that.
Every bit of the good things in life that I cherish have a bit of him in them.
Each day had a beautiful time for us.
I knew he genuinely joined in my happiness and that of my boys. He was the favorite uncle to Aman and Amar.
His love for music, his love for jazz had a huge impact on me.
We would often banter about music and make so many jokes about American quirks.
He was the one who spoke to me about Frank Sinatra music and how I loved it.
You know, each time I go to New Orleans, I think about Uncle Gogi and, you know, telling me about when he went there when he was younger.
I'll miss listening to the jazz without you and drinking all the plum gin that you used to make.
And I remember his gin and tonics.
He loved his Johnny Walker Red Label.
He was the one who I talked for hours about mulled wine, but I never got to taste what he used to make.
And I just hope and pray that we can meet each other in person soon and celebrate him with a drink or a cocktail or a Campari and cheer a man who lived a life full of integrity and values.
We all love you, Nana. You will always remain in our hearts. We had so much fun with you. Thank you for making us have lots of fun. Love, Ria.
I take comfort in God's will. He is now at peace and rested wherever he is.
Wherever he is.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are. We love you.